Maturity teaches us to pause before offering opinion, even if we think we'll be helpful, especially then. Humility is in not telling other people what to do, but in supporting others as they determine what they should do for themselves. I'm not going to be humble right now. I've been to the same place, and I'd like to share with you some things I wish someone had shared with me. It might be helpful if you're a short time from your loss. 1. Don't apologize. It's foolish to the point of reckless to be sorry for stepping on a landmine. Stop it. Don't apologize for being sad. Don't apologize for reaching for the memory and substance of a baby who barely or never drew breath. Don't apologize for speaking to the dead. Don't apologize for no longer fitting into the ideal. Don't apologize for subjecting everyone who loves you to worry. They worry because they care. Don't apologize for making other people uncomfortable with the fact that you've just gotten the lower half of your body blown off. I'm sorry. I'm a bloody mess. I'm so sorry. Stop it. 2. Call upon your imagination to deal with dragons. Honor all the snarling dogs, mouthless faces, and circling sharks that swarm in your head. They're trying to tell you something. Listen. They are your story, trying to find its shape, and they all flail a bit when they're so new. Rilke said, "Perhaps all the dragons in our lives are princesses who are only waiting to see us act, just once, with beauty and courage. Perhaps everything that frightens us is, in its deepest essence, something helpless that wants our love." Your dragons want you to remember how significant we all are and how insignificant we all are. They're not against you. Consider them differently. They bring a heat that will become the core of some of the very best of you. Don't turn away. They're made of love. They reflect how badly we need to give and receive it. Imagination helps. 3. Forgive. Some acquaintance in a grocery store lineup will say, "I can relate. My dog died last year." A moment of big eyeballed silence right now, seriously, for all the dead dogs. Buff up your gallows humor. Share it with others who have had to endure the grocery store too. And the Thanksgiving tables, bridal showers, airport check-ins. Then forgive people for not knowing what to say, for filling the vacuum with every wrong thing. The quicker you realize most humans are artless thugs when faced with someone else's grief, the quicker you'll get over it when you meet one. It's easy to forgive the random jerks. It's a lot harder to forgive friends and family who turned away from you. Or worse yet, who turned toward you to tell you to get over it, brushing your sadness off as a pregnancy gone awry. People may throw their own baggage and unresolved demons at you, trying to solve themselves by solving you. People may say, "Stop making everyone uncomfortable." They are uncomfortable because they're afraid. Forgive fear. Or, at least, choose not to eat those rotten apples. 4. No, you don't have to be whole to be normal. By the time you're an adult, you're rare if you have any less than 3 or 4 sizable chunks gnawed off your body, mind, or soul by one trauma or another. An apparently whole-looking person is not a wizard. They're a con man hiding behind a velvet curtain. Wholeness is something to prize only if you care most about the superficial. Let go of it and revel in plentiful company. Every one of your emotions, outbursts, or lapses in social grace is 100% normal. In this extraordinary loss, you are ordinary. This is good. Your rage is normal. Your speechlessness is normal. Your running off at the mouth is normal. Your inability to know what you need is normal. Your difficulty occupying the same body that let you down, that's normal. Your falling out with faith, that's normal too.